Reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out at the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of the music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail. Because a man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. This verse describes how we all age and slowly wither away. It tells us why we should be here today. Instead, we are saying goodbye to a young man in the prime of his life. I'm Rick Scazzillo. I'm one of Zach's closest friends. I am here to talk about my friend, my brother, my son, on behalf of Catherine and the members of his family in attendance today's service. Thank you for your continued support. Like everyone present today, I'm trying to understand the events of the last several days and Zach's death. I'm not supposed to be here today. Zach is supposed to be here to see me to my grave. I first met Zach in 2008. This young man was literally driving me crazy with phone calls to set up a complimentary personal training appointment at Lifetime Fitness in Allen McKinney. I had already been down that road before and wasn't sure I was up for that journey again. He kept calling, and he kept calling, and he wasn't going to stop calling. I was in Florida at a client's office and had much on my plate for the week. I finally answered his call and agreed to set up a time to connect with him, and the rest is history. I knew all too well what a dangerous trap personal training was, but set up the meeting anyway. I had no idea where our journey would take us. Our first meeting was to evaluate my physical stamina and needs. I already knew that I had fallen into disrepair and would need to recommit myself to becoming more fit. I was traveling a lot and spending a ton of time in airports and on airplanes, and fitness just wasn't high on the list. I also knew that I had to make a change. I had to do something to accomplish better fitness, and I needed somebody to help me along that journey, and that was Zach. After general pleasantries, we started off with some standard exercises, and then Zach brought out this BOSU ball. If you don't know what a BOSU ball is, it's a half ball with a solid platform on the bottom and a rounded half ball on the top, and it's supposed to help you develop better core strength. If you ask me, it's evil, and evil only begins to describe it. His plan was for me to do sets of what are called step-back lunges off the top of the base. Let's just say that what he was seeing was not particularly pretty. I was really struggling with maintaining my balance, and I'm an accountant. I balance numbers. I don't do anything else. I don't balance anything else. This gentle giant saw me struggling with the exercises he had chosen. I was about to fall until this big hand reached out and grabbed mine. I looked up at that big smile, that big reassuring smile on Zach's face. That moment was the beginning of our awesome friendship and one that I will cherish the rest of my life. God had a hand in the moment and in the years that followed. Some of the best relationships are the ones you never see coming. My relationship with Zach was one of those relationships. I have a BOSU that sits next to my desk at home. It reminds me of Zach's love and strength and to reassure me that I can do anything. My wife and I enjoy many times spent with Zach, Catherine, and Gia, and others in their families. One of the greatest times was with Zach And his family and we were at GW Exotic Park in Oklahoma. And it's a wildlife refuge in Oklahoma, just south of Norman. It's a great experience. We got to the park, and our first encounter with this was this 450-pound Bengal tiger on a chain, which I guess the handler thought was his leash. We were seated about 15 feet away from this magnificent beast. His name was Sarge, and he was a very large cat. I knew the fence that separated us would not hold the cat if something went wrong, but for whatever reason, I wasn't worried about it. Funny thing that was, this huge cat seemed very docile. But when he was terrified of this chicken flapping behind him on the grounds, he nearly jumped in the arms of his handler when the chicken started moving around and flapping its wings. We witnessed the trusting relationship between Sarge and the man who handled him, his friend. We heard the general's description of the park and about their rescue efforts. It is only one of several facilities in the U.S. and a rescue center for large cats as well as other animals. We toured the facility and then sat down in an enclosed area to see, hold, and play with some of the smaller animals. The next thing we see is this handler bringing a small tiger on a leash, like a dog harness, into our midst. His name was Brutus, and Zach was particularly taken with the cat. We all got a chance to love on this 45-pound baby tiger plus any number of other animals being raised on the grounds. But that moment between Zach and Brutus really stuck in my mind. I still have the picture on my computer and will soon be printed off. The moment was followed by many celebrations and special days and moments. It wasn't a birthday, if it wasn't a Mother's Day, Father's Day, Thanksgiving, or Christmas. We simply went to lunch or dinner. Personally, birthdays and holidays will never be the same for me. There's a huge hole in my heart where this young giant stood. Our last meeting was Friday the 16th, and we met at Tejas de Brazil in Addison. We met Zach, Kat, and Gia for dinner for the last time. And it was a wonderful evening as we broke bread together and laughed and talked. At the end, we embraced each other and left for our homes. The last words between the two of us were, "I love you." We spoke them almost in unison. Over the past couple of years, I've lived vicariously through the pictures of Zach and Kat's many travels. If it wasn't Canada, New England, or France, it was Alaska, Mexico, or other places they chose to visit. It was always brought a smile to my face to seeing him smile and enjoy life. And I am grateful that Zach married Catherine and that I got to see them grow together. He truly was happy. Today, I'm left with no closure. And I keep asking myself, what could I have done to prevent this terrible tragedy? There are no answers. Nothing is left but deafening silence. We may learn some answers in due time, but we may never know what happened. One thing is certain, we will not likely understand the depth of his despair nor the demons that seemingly tormented him at the end. I know better than to play the woulda, coulda, shoulda game in my head, but it hasn't stopped me. I pray that I did not fail him in any way. If you see a person in your life struggling emotionally, let them know you're there and they are not alone. Remind them all things are possible through God. If you truly believe in God and his love and power, then you know Zach is whole and continuing his journey. Today we celebrate his mortal journey and life among us. His life continues. St. Paul's letter to the Romans poses the question, what will separate us from the love of Christ? And the answer is, will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And the answer is no. And all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor present things nor future things nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I cannot say anything that's going to bring comfort to you who mourn his passing. Nothing at all. Zach loved us all, and I know this. At the same time, I know he was deeply troubled and that none of us could help him. We are taught that at death, God makes all things new. I know Zach is looking down with a smile and saying, "I'm okay." and no longer in pain. Don't worry about me anymore, and know that I am watching over you. Our time on this earth is short, and there are no guarantees that there will be another tomorrow for any of us. My charge to all of you is to let your family, friends, children, and those close to you know how much they mean to you and how much you love them. Life is short. Don't miss any chance to embrace them. You never know when the opportunity will be your last. Please bow your heads for a moment with me. Father of all, we pray to you for Zach and for all those we love but see no longer. Grant to him rest eternal. Let light perpetual shine upon them. May his soul and the souls of all that departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. And light perpetual shine upon them. Amen. My closing thoughts come from a young lyricist and musician and a song that was popular over the last several years. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Thank you very much for listening, and may God continue to guide and direct us along life's journey wherever it takes us.